Dear friends, the Apostle Paul begins this chapter explaining about the fact that this bodies of us, this mortal tabernacle is coming down. It is being dissolved. It is vanishing away. You're already feeling it. You already are hearing the noise of it. The cracks that make your body joints make, the fact that your joints are hurting, you're deteriorating. Your mind, if you are like me, you're becoming more and more forgetful about things. Your eyesight is changing. All of these things, your hair is falling. All of these things is telling you what? This tabernacle is dissolving. This body of yours, it is mortal. The world doesn't like that. But the Christian has this great consolation and hope that there is one glorious body that we shall have one day. There is the hope of the Christian and the assured hope that we are going to be with Christ. That's our journey. And at the end of that journey is Jesus Christ. And what has He done for us? This is what we read. It's an amazing verse and we can't really understand the depth of it. It says, "For He that hath made Him," that is, the Father made His Son to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Can you really understand that? I cannot. But it is a wonderful truth that Jesus Christ became our substitute, suffered and died on Calvary's cross so that not just these mortal bodies of ours would be saved, but that we would be receiving eternal life. How wonderful this is. And so the Apostle Paul, this is why there is this urgency that you and I must receive Jesus Christ by faith. This urgency, because he says, knowing the terror of the Lord, knowing what is going to happen for those who are without Jesus Christ, we persuade men. And that is why, dear friends, when you come to this chapel or other Bible-believing churches, there's an urgency. The pastors have urgency to take you, as it were, to the edge of heaven and the edge of hell, to dangle you for a little moment for you to see the glory that is to come, or the condemnation that exists, but also see the glory of Jesus Christ and what He has done for us on the cross. But it is an urgent thing. And so he says, because of this, we seek to persuade men. Dear friends, may you be persuaded, not just by the words of a preacher, but by the word of God, by the blessing of the Holy Spirit, for you to turn away from your sin and to repent of it and trust fully in the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you're a Christian, all of these things that are happening to you personally, your circumstances, it is passing. It is passing. You're just going across a river. That's it. You will arrive safely. Your ship will not sink because Jesus Christ is on the ship. That's why. So praise God and thank God for Him. Let us pray.